All right, so what's the deal? WineCellarMedia.com. It is Thursday, and this is not good. didn't get to do, excuse me, Tuesday or Wednesday, because shit just went totally awry. So now, right now, Phoenix Kaleeter might be losing her child in a custody battle with some white supremacists. The white supremacists are the same people that purchased her when she was a child and allowed everything to happen to her that they deliberately allowed to happen to her in their house while she was growing up. All right? You can assume she's a little black girl, and I think we all understand that by now. She's 37 now, but in that household, she was a little black girl, and we know what people do to little black girls, all right? And so now, they're calling the, they're pulling these moves behind the scenes to get the DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services, out here in Illinois, to get them come interviewing, and and they are trying, excuse me, I am phlegmy. I just ate some Top Ramen. Why does Top Ramen make phlegm come up? All right. I sound like Democracy Now! Now. All right. The but yeah, they're trying to steal custody that way. And so now we're sort of in this battle with them in this investigation. And so, yeah, that's what's going on there. And that's what's getting in the way of doing the program. But we still got to do the program because this shit is a job. Like, this program actually is a fucking significant source of income into the household, you know, and pays for the program and helps us donate to other folks. Hell, I just helped my sister out with my I have a biological sister, folks. I just helped my biological sister out with some groceries from this program. So yeah, like, doing this program actually is a job, so we gotta do the program, and don't want to make an excuse out of this custody battle. And these people that we're up against, I mean, fuck, they're in their 70s, they're retired, they have nothing but time and social security checks coming in and no debt. So like, we're up against monsters, and I think probably going to lose. That's what I think. All right. So shit is looking bad. It's 4:14 a.m. Thursday, January 10th. WineCellarMedia.com. I'll be going into the factory fairly soon here. but there is some shit that I've seen. Some folks may have seen that there's a young, to our understanding right now, a cis boy that sets up a drag club for children, which is essentially a house, all right? It's a house. And this kid is not, I mean, if you run in circles, we run in. If you're in our echo chamber, which is better than other echo chambers, is you probably already know about this kid. And so I think he started up the House of Amazing. Little homie's parents support him. And I'm looking in a thread, and it's in a group. The link got... I already had the link in my show notes, but then I'm just in the Facebooks taking a look at what's happening. And the link got shared to a black group that I'm in called Black... Black Atheists and Agnostics United. And they are unhappy with this shit. These niggas, man. You know, I mean, being atheist does not inherently make you progressive. You know, like, what one person was like, I mean, they just, it looks like I'm making white dudes type paragraphs comment. Says, I'm pro-LGBT, but this is absolutely disgusting. Like, this is what this person is saying, quote, I'm pro LGBT, but this is absolutely disgusting. Not all by any means, but there is part of the community that is open and fine with this. It's disgusting. I don't understand how people can negate the fact that children like this are being sexualized in a country with severe sex crimes and tendencies. We are a very pornified culture. Everything in this country is focused on sex, even our kids. Then you have politicians and their donors who are getting caught with sex slaves, or even men, women, dying in their homes. Ed Buck. It starts from the top. Lately, we've been talking about R. Kelly. Bad thing is, people like Kelly are just the tip of the iceberg. Sex abuse, trade, exploitation is huge in this country. So what if this little boy is gay? What if he decided to wear his mom's clothing? He did not have the idea of being on Facebook or other media outlets showing himself off to men. I mean, if he was in a club dancing, I have friends in the LGBT men that have discussed that when they were younger, older men glorified the ideas of calling them boys. Boys? Then look at women as well. Most men want women to be so cleanly shaven everywhere that it resembles a teenage girl. This entire country is disgusting, but it also reminds me of something I learned about humans, humanoids. When there are large population numbers, we usually have sex for pleasure or absolute joy. Smaller numbers are for reproduction, love, respect. That comment is a motherfucker. Now, this person calls themselves Zebodios Hall, appears to be a cis man, hugged up with a white woman. All right, sir. And what the fuck is that? Okay, now I'm being nosy looking at this motherfucker shit. And this cat, you notice that he said men want women cleanly shaven so they resemble teenage girls. I don't know if he knows. All right, folks. At some point in time, I was a teenager. And as a teenager, I had teenage girlfriends my age. And they didn't shave. And poof. All right. So, I don't know if maybe he was sexually active as a teenager with teenage girls his age, and they shaved and he just didn't know. Maybe. Or maybe he wasn't sexually active until after he was in his 20s. Which, you know, and I have to add the fucking disclaimer, and that's not a bad thing. Okay, and yeah, that's a very uninformed and ridiculous comment. It's just an absolute cartoon of a comment. I'm gonna take a screenshot of that. That comment is a little amused. It's a long comment. It's literally gonna take two screenshots to fit. Doo doo, and let me get the other one. Uh oh, skippy flippy doo. Saving photos. And then device and screenshot, boop, and crop it down, and saving photos. Yeah. All right. That. All right. Now that. Yeah. That was a little amusing. Okay. Let's see. What in the holy heck, darn old granddad has in the little notes there. You know, I saved a few things. I mean, it's tough trying to fucking trying to squeeze out a goddamn episode in between this shit. quick note, quick headline. Headline, that's it. Woman breaks into police station to see officer she wanted to date. Yes, this is a Becky Lives Matter story. Are you joking me? All right, let's, now let's go on over here. This is the kind of shit, oh, fuck, I did not put a joke. Oh, say, so, late stage trigger warning. All right. And, yeah, look at this shit, man. This is, coming off of, CBS17.com. Oh, this thing does not want to function. There we go.
Had their court cases.
Yeah, really? Play.
Assaulting a transgender woman in a bar bathroom had their court cases continued this morning. Jessica Fowler turned herself in Tuesday, while Amber Harrell surrendered to law enforcement this weekend. CBS 17's Robert Richardson is digging deeper into the incidents of assaults against transgender people in efforts to protect and support victims.
A typical trip to a restroom on a Saturday night.
I went to the bathroom to check hair and makeup, and there were two females in the bathroom.
Turned into an incident no one should have to endure.
She proceeds to grab the tools and she's like, excuse my language, do you have a dick or a penis? And then her friend started laughing.
The victim on this 911 call was born a boy, but identifies as female and lives as a woman. The taunts continued after she left the restroom.
She was like, grubbing my butt, grub stomach. It felt uncomfortable.
A bartender stepped in to stop the situation.
Yeah, I hear the newscaster saying, born as a boy, but identifies as a female and lives as a woman. I think some of my heads that are more articulate in gender would dispute that language.
2015 survey of nearly 28,000 transgender American adults found that 47% said they'd been sexually assaulted at least once. One-tenth said they'd been sexually assaulted in just the past year. 46% said they were verbally harassed during the previous year for being transgender.
This is nothing new. It speaks very much to the need for protections for LGBTQ people in general.
As more people become comfortable with coming out as transgender, there are more potential targets for abuse. But Corey Hennessy with the LGBT Center of Raleigh told me there are also more defenders.
A lot of times you hear about how people aren't really accepting until they have more of that personal connection or meet somebody that may be of that community.
We are finding more and more allies that are willing to stand up and stand with us.
Management for Milk Bar told me that it is a shame that two women can do so much harm to a wonderful person. We've posted the company's full comments at CBS17.com. Reporting in Raleigh, Robert Richardson, CBS 17 News.
All right, so there's that going on. That's what we need, the trigger warnings. Oh, excuse me. White cop Michael Slager sentenced to 20 years for murdering Walter Scott. That was that old video where the black man was running and the white cop shot him in the back, and then he's seen on camera walking up to the dead body and dropping his taser on him, and then calling in a report that the guy took his taser. That's that story. Folks might remember that one. It's Geez, what is it like, 2015 or so? It's not a new story, but it is coming to an end. And very brief, white former police officer Michael Slager. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Jesus. Ow. Michael Slager has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for murdering unarmed black motorist Walter Scott in North Charleston, South Carolina. All right, and the video shows him running. The officer opened fire, shot him 8 times in the back, killing him. All right, and that came off of Democracy Now. That was part of the headlines. Whew, excuse me. Oh shit, this one right here. What the fuck? So a TV meteorologist is fired for blurting out a slur about Martin Luther King on air. Bugged out. Let me see if this comes up. Okay, so thegrio.com has a video there tricking you into thinking that it is... Okay, here's the audio. All right, let's check out this audio from someone's Facebook's post.
Martin Luther King Jr. Park, the ice cream, and the
Zamboni
machine out, and...
Whoa. Yeah, that audio is very low. Let me go ahead. I'm going to drop my background audio all the way down. Yeah, and let's see. Let's try to pick this up, because that is low audio. Doo 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 doop boop skip it floop a doop doop doop, because it sounds like he says Martin Luther Coon.
overall. It was great. This is the way it looked out in Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine out. And
okay, so that's it by 14 and 14 and 30 second mark. So I'm going to go back to my 14 minute and 30 second mark and turn up the volume on that. Yeah, so he just went. I wonder, like, that, see, and that makes you think, like, how often does this cat say Martin Luther Coon on his own time, that he's on the clock, he's just in the zone riffing, Martin Luther Coon, oh, King, ugh, I'm not at home, ugh, I'm not hanging with my fellas at the bowling alley, ugh, come on. All right, 14 minutes and 30 seconds, time stamp that. All right, and it looks like they made a follow-up video. Let's see this. Uh-oh.
With my wife, Lisa, here, we wanted to take the time to address what has happened over the last several days since my weathercast on Friday. Before we get to that, I do want to take the time to thank you. Thank all of our family. Thank all of our friends for the enormous amount of support that you've had.
Nigga, with all the fucking intro, shut the fuck up. I'm skipping forward.
We know what will be continuing support throughout this ordeal. That means a ton. We need your so heartwarming, and we needed it. It's a simple misunderstanding. If you watch me regularly, you know that I tend to contain a lot of information in my weathercast, which forces me to speak fast. And unfortunately, I spoke a little too fast when I was referencing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So fast to the point where I jumbled a couple of words. Now, in my mind, I knew I had mispronounced
Martin Luther Coon. Yeah, that's quite the jumbling. That's a bowl of jambalaya right there, buddy. Take him on down to Louisiana.
But there was no malice. There was nothing that I could have. I had no idea the way it came across to many people. As soon as I had started to mispronounce it, I put an emphasis on King and moved on. Had no idea what some people could have interpreted that as. And I know some people did interpret that the wrong way. That was not a word that I said. I promise you that. And if you did feel that it hurt you in any way, I sincerely apologize. I would never want to tarnish the reputation of such a great man as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest.
You know, it's funny, like, fuck this video, fuck this nigga. They're doing this video and they selected a room in their house or maybe an office where they made sure to have a bookshelf and a couple of certificates behind them. It shows how you want to present yourself, right? Like, if you look at the wine cellar on the YouTubes, right behind us, we got a screen with the wine cellar and we got the Black Panther picture, and we got some other black shit, and we have the Orlando Strong poster to represent for the folks that got murdered in the Pulse nightclub. Got some black statues. We have a Daria book back there, and we have a snow globe of Disney villains. All right, we have what we want to be represented by. Y'all want to be like, look, we read books and learn stuff. I would never say Martin Luther Coon because I read books and learn stuff. Huh. All right. So let that be that. Still got to do the wine cellar. It is a job. It is a significant portion of fucking income into this household. We need it. So but we're also fighting for custody against a couple of highly racist 70-year-old people that want to steal custody from us of the offspring. And I'm predicting a loss here. I don't know. All right. Fucking paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please, motherfucker, be as safe as possible wherever you are.